When I was young, my grandpa used to take my little brother and I out on his quad all the time, and he would stop the quad in the middle of the bush by Thunder Lake, and we would walk around so he could teach us how to track. My brother and I love nature, so we had a lot of questions anyways, and teaching us how to track animals and survival skills just seemed like a good idea, I guess. When my grandpa was younger, he was in the Royal Canadian Air Force as a transport plane mechanic, who also did search and rescue. Every year with search and rescue, the Air Force would send him up north to learn survival skills from the Inuit men in a small fishing village in the Northwest Territories. This difficult training, combined with his own hunting and tracking skills, made him a very good teacher to have. I remember learning how to identify animal tracks in the dirt, in the snow, and the mud. He taught us how to watch for a buck in the early winter by the way they would drag their front legs in the snow, or from watching where they would catch their antlers on things in the bush. He taught us how to identify all kinds of birds, scat, and how to tell what kind of game passed through on a trail by looking at the fur caught in the bushes. You could never be hungry either in the bush with my grandpa around because he taught us how to find things that were safe to eat and note the ones that were not safe to eat. Depending on the season, we sometimes spoiled our lunch by loading up on berries before we got home. Grandpa taught us how to make shelters too, like lean-tos or quinsies. A quinsie is a really quick snow shelter that will keep you warm if you're stuck somewhere in the winter. He showed us how to light fires in the snow and how to carve useful things with pen knives, like fish hooks or snare catches. Making snares and traps was another useful lesson, but my brother was way better at this than I was. Fishing is another pastime of my grandpa's, and he taught both me and my brother everything he knows about fishing, which is a lot. He's a Maritimer from Prince Edward Island originally, and he even used to help on lobster boats when he was a kid. I learned how to find bait anywhere, and what bait to use with which kind of fish, and how to fish in any kind of water or condition. On top of that, I really enjoy fishing, which is good enough for my grandpa, thankfully. What ended up happening was that when I was 14 and my little brother was 13, my grandpa offered to pay for our firearms course for my birthday. He thought that since he had taught us both about survival and tracking so well, that we would want to come moose hunting with him to shoot prairie chickens or rabbits to bring home to the family. I was horrified. Shoot a little defenseless animal? No way. My brother was very happy to get this firearms course and did, but I think my grandpa was a little disappointed that I never did because I was better at tracking than my brother was. My brother is kind of a klutz. That said, I still use this knowledge to this day as I help people visiting our outdoor center appreciate and respect the beauty of the wilderness in other ways. Nowadays, my grandpa just laughs at me and jokes about how I shoot things with a camera.